It's Miles Isher Schumann, 15-year-old rock and roll radio host. Hey, while most 15-year-olds at my age were in the principal's office for, oh, I don't know, maybe bugging their teachers, bullying kids, you know, whatever you may have ended up in the principal's office for, I'm in the principal's office right now because I am doing my radio show. Of course, you're listening to the Miles Schumann iHeart radio channel. But I have Doug Aldridge. Of course, you may know him from Whitesnake or Hurricane back in the day or Dio. He has a known face. You'd recognize his face, but even better playing. I'm very excited to have Doug Aldridge here. He is here to talk about his new record that he just put out under the name Revolution Saints with Jack Blades from Night Ranger and Dean Castronovo from Ozzy Osbourne and Journey, I believe. I wasn't actually familiar with him before hearing this record, but his voice sounds great on it. He's on lead vocals. It's on Frontiers Records, out in stores now. Doug Aldridge, how are you, man?
I'm good, Miles. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
It's my pleasure, man. But listen, tell that principal that I still don't forgive him for expelling me for driving my VW Bug through the office.
Oh no, no way! Whatever. Is that a true story?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was pretty mild. When I was in school, I'm happy to talk to you, and I think it's really cool that you're doing this from the principal's office.
That's that's a cool thing for you to say. I'm glad you think it's cool.
It's different, you know. Most of the time, I'm talking to people at a radio station, or they're recording it in their studio or whatever. You probably got a studio too, I'm sure. But
yeah.
But this is better. So anyway, Revolution Saints. Dean Castronovo is just a total badass, and a lot of people don't know who the drummer of a band is sometimes, and that's unfortunate because the drummer is that's the backbone of the whole sound of the band. That's why it's like the band is only as good as the drummer. And
sure.
If you've ever seen Journey, you would know that they always sound kick ass. They're always amazing. And that's, due in some part to the foundation that Dean lays down. And he did the same thing for us with this Revolution Saints. And this record really features him, you know. I mean, obviously we're all on it, and Jack is, for those people who are familiar with Night Ranger, he's always been amazing. He's a great songwriter and just fantastic player. And so it was really fun for us to do this record and get Dean out in front on vocals, you know, aside from being the drummer.
Yeah, he's got a great voice too. You know, people wouldn't know that just because I've always noticed that it turns out that a lot of the drummers actually have great voices. You look at Steven Tyler, who was a drummer. Now he's, one of the biggest frontmans in American band history or in any rock and roll history in general. And even Todd LaTorre, who's now the vocalist in Queensryche, he was a drummer before and he's got an amazing voice. So drummers are hiding their voices, and this guy too, man, he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's he did a great job. And they've got Journey's doing a bunch of tour dates now, and Night Ranger's busy, and I've got stuff going on. But maybe at some point we'll actually we'll get some shows going, and people can see it live. That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? Is this band the reason that you left Whitesnake?
No, to make a long story short, I was really proud of what I had done with Whitesnake, and we had done some amazing work for the time that I was in the band. And I really took a lot of pride in being David Coverdale's the founder and leader of Whitesnake, and I took a lot of pride in being his right hand man and helping him see his vision and keep the integrity of the band going the way that for whatever I could do
sure.
keep it going in the right way. But I had missed a lot of time. I have a little boy, and I had missed a lot of time with him from doing records with David and touring and all that stuff. And I just felt that it was time that that he really, he needs his dad with him. So I just couldn't, David was starting a new project, and which is actually getting ready to come out soon.
Right.
It's really, really cool.
Deep Purple album, kind of.
Yeah, the Purple record, yeah.
Right.
And I knew that he would, you know, actually, I already knew a bunch of guitar players that would be perfect to replace me. So he found one of them, and so I think it's, all in all, it just worked out really good, because I needed to spend time with my son, and I have spent, now I've spent so much more time with him than I had in his previous 3.5 years. So it worked out good for me. And, you know, actually, and David understands, I mean, David put Whitesnake on hiatus for 10 years or something when his son was the same age.
Yeah.
That's when I met David, his son was maybe, you know, getting 8 or 9, something like that. And then he decided, I want to put Whitesnake back together. But
right.
Anyway, so that's why it happened. And I'm really happy with the freedom of being able to spend time with the family, and then also do some other things which I've never been able to do before, like Revolution Saints.
You know, so, I think it's really cool, the story of you leaving Whitesnake, that you wanted to spend more time with your son and all that. I can respect that so much. Because, you know, I love hanging out with my dad. I can't, you know, imagine what it's like having a dad out on the road all the time. So this must be very cool for him, too. But does it ever bug you when you know, because obviously people loved you in Whitesnake and everything. Does it ever bug you when people are, you know, mad at the fact that you left Whitesnake, even when they know that you left to spend time with your son? Like, that comes across kind of selfish to me.
No, nobody. I mean, there might have been a couple people that were upset, but everybody pretty much understands. Everybody, and the real truth is that Whitesnake is always going to be David, and David always has killer musicians, you know. So I knew it was going to be fine, and I didn't know that anybody was really mad. I think maybe some people were surprised or whatever, but the thing is, it was just time, and I, one of the things, and I'll tell you the truth, is that when my boy is your age, I get the feeling that there's no more, you know, hugs and kisses and you know, holding hands and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I'm really, you know, I want to be there for all these times right now when we can do fun stuff. And then, you know, in the morning, it's like, okay, Dad, it's breakfast time. And I'm like, okay, let's cuddle first so I can wake up.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
You know, stuff like that. I tell him, I go, you know what? I love you so much, but there's going to be a day, one day, when you won't even want to hang out with me anymore. There's no way, Dad. I'll always take care of you. I'll always want to hang out. And I'm like, yeah, he doesn't even see it. But now, you know, you're 15. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so. he's got a dad with a very cool job. So I don't think he has to ever worry about, you know, not thinking you're cool or anything.
Well, it's I can even see it now. Sometimes it's like, you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna. He's got his gang at school called the Bros.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Three or four of the guys, and the Bros have meetings every morning. And they talk, and you know, it's like they don't invite Dad to come to hang at the Bros meeting.
Sure.
So,
that's the Bros meeting. It's bro time.
I'm getting edged out already.
Now, do you live in Las Vegas?
I'm kind of dual residency right now. I don't know where I live.
Oh, okay.
I've been in LA for 30 something years, and I love it. I love California. I love LA. And when I first started coming out to Vegas, I didn't know anybody really, and I wasn't sure if I really felt like comfortable. But I've made some friends, and I've met a circle of like musicians that are, it's really cool. It's a really tight community in Vegas. And, especially within the musicians, there's a lot of guys that live out here.
Yeah. People say it's kind of like cool. The new rock central in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I'm very excited to have met, you know, certain people. And there's some clubs that, like this club Vamp is a great rock club.
Yeah, I know of that club.
Yeah, I wanted to mention them because they are part of keeping music alive and this, our kind of music, you know, keeping rock and heavy rock alive, and clubs like that really support it. And And the people, they treat bands really good. If you know anybody that that's ever been to a show there knows that it's a kick-ass venue. And so I'm happy to be here. I don't know where I live though. I'm trying to figure it out. It depends on where my son's going to school.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Where is your son living?
He's with me most of the time, but during the week I go home on Wednesdays, and
okay.
Then I bring him out on Friday, and then he goes back on Sunday. So
okay.
He's he's kind of in both spots, but during the school week he's in L.A.
Okay, well, those are two very cool places to grow up, Vegas and L.A.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty sheltered. He's not like running the streets or anything, but
yeah. Well, I can imagine.
Wherever Spider-Man is, he's comfortable.
Hey, Doug, I wanted to ask you about this now. You're in a band, or you were in a band way back when, that I actually love, and not too many people necessarily know about it, but you were in Hurricane, and I'm very close with Robert Zarzo, who you replaced in the band. Can you talk a little bit about Hurricane and why you think they never got bigger than you guys should have been?
Well, they, I don't know. You know, I think that it was a really good band, and obviously had some really talented players. I mean, it's funny that you talk about Hurricane. First of all, how do you even know about Hurricane?
Well, Robert Zarzo. Robert Zarzo is how I know about Hurricane. We're very close friends.
Well, Robert is awesome, and Robert did a great job with Hurricane, and for whatever reason, he fell out with the guys, and I ended up stepping in. At that time, I didn't know I was going to, you know, I didn't know what my plan was. I had several offers back in the late 80s to join various bands, and I was really wanted my band, my local band, to make it. We had signed a record deal on a label that just didn't really support us, so the band ended up breaking up, and I got a call from management, who was management as Hurricane, and they said, you know, what would you think about working on a record with these guys and joining the band, and we went and played, and it was really cool, and I don't know why the band didn't get bigger, but I think it really comes down to, that was kind of at the end of the L.A. rock scene. And
yeah, 1988, I think, is when Over the Edge actually came out.
Yeah, and then the record that I worked on with them came out in 89 or 90. I guess it was 90. Yeah, it was 90 it came out.
So it was into grunge by then. That was what people were into.
Well, yeah, but at that time, there were so many bands out there, and I think that, you know, it just started to get... Everything started to get watered down with so many bands, and you know, I think Hurricane had the record I worked on also had some really great songs that we wrote, and we did get some good airplay and stuff. But I think, you know, it was at a point too where record companies were having a lot of bands to support, and they could only give tour support for so many tours or whatever. I think that. Had Hurricane toured more, maybe that would have done the trick. But
yeah.
Either way, you know, hey man, there's so many bands. There's a lot of music that's out. It's really amazing music, really cool, from pop to country to whatever. And in 10 years, it'll be something different. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people are changing their interests so often. Right now, the big thing is, you know, the techno music, which even Tommy Lee's gotten real into. Funny to think about that. I mean, it's interesting. You get somebody like me every once in a while that just lives for the era that, you know, you played in and everything, and the genre that you still play in. And it bums me out that I can't relate to too many people necessarily that still love this genre. But, you know, I still love it.
Well, I really appreciate it, Miles. And it's really cool that you've discovered it and you're supporting it. And we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for supporting Revolution Saints. And I hope that, you know, your listeners will enjoy the record.
Yeah, you know, I love the record. So make sure everybody gets out in stores right now, Revolution Saints with Jack Blades. Doug Aldrich, who we're talking to right now, and Dean Castronova on lead vocals. Great, great record. Doug, I'm going to let you go in a minute or so, but real quick, can you tell people how to keep up with what you're doing? I know you're in Raiding the Rock Vault, which is a Vegas show. How often does that show play?
That show, it's six nights a week, and at the moment I'm there all the time. I've got a sub that helps me so I can have some time off periodically, a guy called Christian Brady who plays with Hell Yeah.
Okay.
With Vinnie Paul. And,
yeah.
This is like a really, it's like a, for me, it's a dream band because it's playing with a bunch of great musicians, including Jay Schellen. From
who was in Hurricane with you.
Yeah, and a bunch of my buddies like Paul Sortino from Quiet Riot and Andrew Freeman, who's just an amazing.
And
amazing
also sang
fan.
In Robert Zarzo's reincarnated version of Hurricane.
I know, it's all completely intertwined. And,
yeah.
anyway, the show is at the Tropicana Hotel, and it's really a really fun show. And I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't fun. I got involved in it by accident, and I just really loved it. I've never been in a cover band in my whole life, in my whole career, and now I'm in like this crazy super group cover band thing that is with a script and actors and dancers and big video screens and all this stuff. And it's a pretty cool gig for, you know, in this city, there's a lot of shows. There's a lot of stuff coming and going, a lot of shows, and they're all, there's a lot of great ones, and but they're all kind of, you know, very, very planned out and scripted and everything. And this show, Raiding the Rock Vault, is really, it's live and loud. I mean, it's like a real rock concert, and it seems very different than a lot of the other shows that I've seen in Vegas.
That is so cool. I'm dying to see it. Raiding the Rock Vault. For more information, to keep up with Doug, keep up what he's doing, go to DougAldrich.com, DougAldrich.com, just to make sure everybody knows exactly how to spell your name. Like I said, Revolution Saints is out in stores. Make sure to get it. Like I said, great record. Doug, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really enjoyed talking to you for the short time we got to talk.
Get back to class. Get back.
Right, yeah, now I have to go to study hall and then algebra class. This is so much better than algebra.
I'm proud of you, though, man.
Thank you.
That's awesome that you're doing. And I it sounds like you're a really stand-up fellow. And
thank you.
I hope that you do well in school, because really when it comes down to it, it's what makes, you know, it's everything that you need is from your schooling and stuff in life later. And you don't know that until later when it's too late. Like, you know, I'm jealous. I actually would love to be taking an algebra class right now.
Hey, you want to come to my algebra class? You can come join it.
I will bring my abacus.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, man. Really good talking to you.
All right, buddy. Take it easy, man. Thanks so much for your support.
All right. No problem. Good luck with everything.
Okay. Thanks,
right,
Mom.
We'll talk to
Bye.
You Rock and Roll Gangstar Apparel is my choice for rock and roll clothing. For rock and roll clothing, you can go to rockandrollgangstar.com for more information. It's cool, it's comfortable, it's affordable. But like I said, it's cool, and that's the most important. You can see anybody from members of Tesla to members of Ozzy Osbourne wearing it. Rockandrollgangstar.com. And not to forget our good friends Testosterone Shoes. Very, very cool shoes. Like I've said before, I originally got them just to wear at events on stage and at red carpet events and whenever I'm going out to do live interviews or playing on stage. And I now wear them quite often, even here at school where I am right now. They are so comfortable. So testosteroneshoes.com. It's spelt like it sounds, testosterone shoe, like the actual word. Sorry, ladies, there's no estrogen shoes right now, unfortunately, but all the guys, it's shoes for guys, shoes for men. So go over to testosteroneshoes.com. I think Warrant is wearing them now. I recently heard that some of the guys from Warrant are wearing them. So I was happy to have them first. All right, it's Miles the Shoe Shoeman. Thank you so much to Doug Aldrich for coming on and talking with me for a little bit. Revolution Saints is a great record. I'm bummed that he's not in Whitesnake anymore, as I know a lot of people are. But I look forward to seeing how Joel Hoekstra does, you know, in filling his shoes and everything, and I look forward to seeing how Whitesnake goes on with this new record, the tribute to David Coverdale's Purple Day, Deep Purple Days. But anyways, for the time being, I'm just happy to support Doug and everything he's doing. Very cool guy. So anyways, it's Miles the Shoe Shoeman. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Miles the Shoe, MilesTheShoe. Got to spell everything out. Facebook.com/MilesShoeman, MilesSchuman. A lot of people think it's just Shuman or Shoeman, but no, it's Schuman. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Rock on.